Going fantastic, mate. Great to be having a chat again.
And you've been busy, haven't you? You've been touring the States, and I believe you've been touring there, for about 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, I'm currently calling from Nashville, Tennessee at the moment, and, touring over here at the moment, playing a bunch of county fairs, bunch of festivals, and been a crazy busy, but a lot of fun, and a lot of brand new experiences for us, mate. It's been a lot of fun.
Because it's all part of the Crazy Life Tour, and you boys have got the third album in the offering as well, and we're really looking forward to the release of this.
Yeah, mate, look, the new album, This Crazy Life, is, I think, our best work yet. We've grown as songwriters, as musicians, and look, just honestly, as people, you know, I think it really comes out and comes across, and we actually just shot a brand new film clip for the next single, so it's going to be coming out very soon, and we'd love everyone to check it out. I think it's some of our best work yet.
It's nothing against your previous albums, Tom. It's music is a stepping stone, isn't it? So you can work your way and intertwine for where you want it to head. And this is what this brand new album, which I'm sure has gone straight to number one on the iTunes country music chart, This Crazy Life. And it's a great way to link it up with this mini festival you've got coming up through the month of October.
Yeah, mate. So we're taking out This Crazy Life tour, and to sum it up, basically, it's 7 acts from 3 different countries. We've got Gord Bamford coming over from Canada. He's the number one country guy over there. We've got Joe Doreen coming over from New Zealand. She's just one female artist of the year. Plus ourselves, Christy Lamb. She's just one female artist. Caitlin Chabot from X Factor. Troy Kemp from McAllister Camp. And newcomer Craig Heath. All on the one bill. And it's basically a mini festival. A snapshot of what new country music is about. And, mate, honestly, it's going to be awesome, and I'm so glad that we could take a show out like this on the road. You know, it's I think people are really going to enjoy how varied the show is going to be and discover some new music as well. And they're all really good people, and you know what? It's just so nice to be able to put a show together where not only the talented people, the great down-to-earth people, and, you know, we get to take this around the country, and I'm so glad we get to do not one, but a couple of stops in Tassie. So it's going to be awesome.
Well, if those names are touring with you, they must have a bit of talent on their side, that is for sure. I haven't really heard the other artists, but I'm sure we will in the future. But, this is going to be a great tour to be a part of. And you're coming to Tasmania on Friday the 7th of October. You'll be kicking off your show at Rest Point Entertainment Centre. And then on the following night, you'll be linking up in Launceston at Hotel Tasmania. TixTas.com.au is to go for those tickets. And you're going to be busy, aren't you? You're going to be checking out Victoria, New South Wales, and also up in Queensland as well. So it's going to be a pretty big show, This Crazy Life Tour there.
Mate, it's crazy busy at the moment, and it's fantastic that it is like that. We're loving it, and we apologise we couldn't get the show quite up to Burnie, quite up to the North West Coast this time. With all the acts and venues, we couldn't quite line it up, but we want to get back up there soon. But we'd just love people to come and support this tour, come down to Lonnie for the night and have some fun with us. I reckon it's going to be one to remember.
You don't mind putting a bit of petrol in the car and going for a bit of a drive, particularly if you're going to see some good acts, and I think no one will be disappointed when they check out those artists that you just mentioned, Tom, plus also your good selves.
I'd
love
it.
Great to see you back in your home state as well, because I don't think we've lost you to the USA yet, have we? Well, you're still a Tasmanian band.
Mate, I tell you what, we're loving it over here, but I'm really looking forward to getting home to Tassie. I miss my state, and one thing we have been doing over here is we've been representing Tasmania very well. Everyone over here now knows us as the guys from where the Tasmanian Devil's from. So we're representing. So
that's
everyone's
nice.
Learning about Tasmania as we go.
The shows have been brilliant for you guys too. I mean, I know that the people in the States are falling in love with the Wolf Brothers, aren't they?
It's been great. You know, I guess the music we make is from us. It's from our experiences of growing up in Tassie. You know, on the farm, our relationships, and all of that. And you know what? It's amazing that we can come over here to a completely different country, play to people who've never seen us or heard us before. But they're getting it, they're relating to it, and they're really enjoying it. So it's encouraging, and it's really nice to know that that what we do, there's people not just in our own country that enjoy it, but on the other side of the world, there's people that enjoy what we do, and that's
that's a pretty damn amazing thing. I'm very, very lucky and very blessed, mate.
It's nice being rewarded for something you love doing. It's good to be in and out of suitcases and look at the world, but it is nice to go back home and experience some of Tassie's delights here. And the Wolf Brothers released their third album, This Crazy Life, and the Tassie Boys are also gearing up for that massive national tour, as we've mentioned, with a bit of a difference, hitting the road in October, Launceston and Hobart. And go to tickstas.com.au to secure your tickets before they do sell out. Also, This Crazy Life, which was released a couple of months ago now, going straight to number one on the iTunes country charts. So on behalf of us here at 7BU and everyone in Tasmania, look, congratulations, Tom, on that success.
Right, thanks so much, and just thanks to everyone for supporting it. You know, we wouldn't be doing none of this if it wasn't for all the support we get from back home. So, you know, it made our dreams come true, and we're forever grateful. So thank you.
As the man in the hat says, do yourself a favour, secure those tickets right now. Check out the wolfbrothers.com website for further details and make your way towards This Crazy Life tour. From the Wolf Brothers, Tom Wolf, thank you very much for your time this morning on 7BU Breakfast.
Thank you very much, mate. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.